It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we're back on Inside Black and Gold. Jeff Nowak, Steve Geller. If you haven't hit the subscribe button, please do that. Hit me up on Twitter at Jeff_Nowak. You can hit up Steve at Steve Geller WWL, and you can follow the show at Saints_Pod. And as mentioned in the previous segment, we're going to be playing an interview that Steve and I did on WWL Radio, talking to new Saints safety and returning Louisiana resident Justin Reed, aspiring chess player and real estate agent, I guess.
And joining us from the golf course. That's why it sounds a bit windy.
And amateur golfer with occasional wind gusts, Justin Reed. Here you go.
Saints safety, Justin Reed, joining us here on WWL. Thanks so much for the time, Justin. How you been doing?
Oh, man, great. Just awesome. Appreciate you guys allowing me to come on board. Can't wait to talk to all of the Saints out there.
Definitely appreciate it, man. Me and my counterpart here, Jeff, were at your introductory press conference at the Saints facility. And just to feel that excitement from you about being back in Louisiana was really refreshing. Getting to soak in a little bit more. How are you and the family adjusting knowing you're going to be back in the boot?
I think that I have a little bit of an easier transition than most guys. I already know the area so well, already have so much family there, that the transition's pretty much streamlined. I already am closing all my residents in the next 3 days because I already knew exactly what areas to look at. And it's just excited to get down there, get in the building, get in Coach Staley's system and start getting to work.
Yeah, Justin, I know you had your first kid recently. Congratulations, by the way. How's dad life treating you?
Sure, everyone who's a parent out there knows how those first couple of months are. Not sleeping very much, but it is so rewarding to see her, especially now she's starting to have a little bit more reactions and facial expressions, smiling a lot more. So that's just so rewarding to see that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, just in general, you know, has it settled in yet that, you know, you're going to be back in front of family? Like, I know when we talked to you, you know, a month or so ago, it was kind of fresh. You were saying, hey, it took a couple days to settle in. Like, have you kind of had time to reflect on what it's going to mean walking into the Superdome for the first time with a Saints jersey on? Obviously, you've played there before. In terms of, hey, I play for the Saints now. This is where I am.
Yeah, you know, thought about it a little bit, but I don't think that it'll really hit until we start getting closer to that first preseason game and regular season games where actually get to see my name on the back of the jersey and walk out to that crowd and hear the chant and really just get to feel the electricity and the atmosphere. So really looking forward to it. Right now it's just all about the work ethic mentality, being the dog in the weight room, being the dog in the film study. So that way you can get guys to rally. We can all walk to the season extremely confident about what we're going to be able to go and do.
One thing about being back though, Justin, I know you know the summers here well. Have you thought about Saints training camp?
Oh yeah, I'm pretty familiar with it. I was already telling my girl, is like, hey, when you walk outside in the middle of July and it's like, it doesn't matter, you can't hide from the sun whether you're in the shade or not. It's going to be like you're wearing a fur coat out there. So salt tablets would be a must. Electrolytes would be a must. You just get right back into it and just, you know, power through it. But that's really where the dogs are made at, is in those conditions. Because if you're able to fight through that, then the game will be easy.
Yeah, if you can survive 100% humidity, you can survive just about anything. One thing that I appreciate in your press conference, you mentioned T5 a couple times, and people around here might not know that nickname for Tyrann Mathieu because we go by Honey Badger. I always appreciate how nicknames exist in different places. You played with him on the Texans. You didn't play with him on the Chiefs, but you obviously spent time on the Chiefs as well. What are your memories of playing with Tyrann as a rookie, and what are your kind of expectations of rejoining him this year?
Yeah, just his leadership qualities. He was a guy that knew a ton of football, was a savvy vet, was able to go beyond the playbook, and just had a really gifted feel for the game as far as feeling how pass concepts develop and being able to do things outside of the playbook, but still within the structure of the defense to go out and make some plays. And then quite possibly the most powerful thing is just his the way that he's able to speak, his public speaking skills as far as being a leader of men, and his pregame speeches to get guys energized up and to buy into, feel like you're ready to run through a wall to do whatever needs to be done to go out there and win. Was really second to none.
You mentioned defensive coordinator Brandon Staley earlier, and just curious if you've gotten to speak with him much, and what do you know about his defense coming to New Orleans?
Yeah, that is dynamic. I was actually on the phone with Derwin a couple of days ago. We talked a little bit about how he used Derwin, and then he's building the tape to show some ways how he's going to use me too. And, it's going to be different, but it's going to be really exciting because he's going to, you know, try and put guys in positions to make some plays. So excited about getting into it, excited about actually being allowed to go out and talk football with them, because especially when you're on a new team, that's really all you really want to do is get down there and just get to it, you know.
Yeah, I think most people don't realize how many rules there are about, you know, actually like football conversations in the offseason and stuff like that. It is kind of an interesting thing. But I am curious, you know, one thing that I've noticed about his defense is he likes to disguise a lot. And at the safety position, more so than maybe any other, you have a lot to do with that, whether you're disguising, you know, single high, whatever kind of coverage you're in. Yeah, how do you feel about that part of the game? Do you think that's a confusing a quarterback, showing a quarterback one look?
Yeah.
And getting into another, what are your thoughts on that concept in general?
Yeah, I think that that's one of my strengths. I think one of my strengths is being able to hold looks and organize the defense and talk to my partner safety as well as other DBs and be able to get guys on the same page so that we can present a different look that the quarterback might not be prepared for. Because this game in this day and age, like, you're the best quarterbacks in the league, you know, your Patrick Mahomes, your Jalen Herberts, your Jalen Hurts, Justin Herberts, all these guys, if you tell them what coverage you're in, they're just going to pick you apart, right? So if you're able to cause some confusion and make them have some post-snap reads, that's really where all the turnovers and big plays happen, because the quarterback's holding on to the ball a little bit longer. D-line, Cam Jordan, Chase Young, some have another second to get home. And then quarterback might make some errant throws that you're able to turn into some interceptions. So disguising this league is critical, I think, to defensive success. So, it's good that that's one of the things we talked about when he was recruiting me, was that it will be a good fit in order to present these looks and not just give away the defenses to the quarterback and opposing teams.
the run with the Chiefs, the two championships you got back this year. I'm just curious, as you get some distance, some perspective from that, how do you view that run? And I think when you're in it, I'm sure it was hard to kind of get an idea of, like, we just accomplished something incredible. And obviously losing the Super Bowl, I think it would be really easy to lose perspective that, hey, you're the first team to ever get back for the three-peat. You know, there's been other teams trying to get to a third Super Bowl. They didn't get there. You know, the Chiefs did. Obviously, it didn't go your way. But, you know, what is kind of your thoughts on that stretch now that you can kind of look back on it and assess it?
Yeah, I would say that you know that the end game is in mind. We know that every team at the beginning of the season wants to go to that championship. You know that that's the end game in mind, and that should be on your bulletin board or whatever it is. That's the standard. But the way that you get there is one game at a time, and it's putting out your best week in and week out, taking no games off, no thinking that this game is already lost or already won, whatever it is, and expecting that every game will be tough. There were no easy games in any of those 3 years I was with the Chiefs, because you're playing against the NFL. It's the best of the best in the entire world. But if you approach it that way, and you approach it that you prepare to play your best ball week in and week out, it gives you the best chance to go out and do it. So you don't get hung up on mistakes. You have a process that you're always building towards. You want to be playing your best ball as you get to the postseason. You don't want to peak too soon. So it's okay to make mistakes during the season, as long as every step is working towards that goal and you're focusing on it one game at a time.
Yeah, and just kind of going into that a little bit more, you know, Steve Spagnuolo here, he had a year as a defense coordinator, didn't go particularly well, but, you know, he's kind of reemerged as that guy over the last, you know, however many years, I've lost track, with the Chiefs. What is it about him that has allowed him to kind of turn that defense into such a dominant group? And, you know, what are kind of your takeaways in general of why that defense has been so effective in his span there?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things is what we just mentioned earlier, and that's disguises. I mean, Coach Spags, we spend a ton of time on disguises and presenting looks to confuse quarterbacks so that it gave opportunities to go out and make plays. Like, we didn't sit in one coverage. We didn't sit in one look. We tried to make it as difficult as possible on the opposing team, and that allowed us to create some pressure. And then other than that, it's having cerebral players that can handle the playbook. Myself, Nick Bolton, Trent McDuffie's, whatever it is, same type of guys that we'll have with the Saints. But having guys that can handle the playbook and don't make mental errors and give up explosives. So disguises, no explosive plays, and physical DBs, because every team wants to run the ball to the corner. But if your corners are cutting people in half, then there is no run game. The run game doesn't exist. And then you force them into a one-dimensional offense, and then your defensive line can go eat, and your DBs and linebackers can go eat in the cover system too. So all of those pieces add up to the formula, and you just put them together, and then, you know, the magic just happens.
Justin, I know fans know you as a smart, tough guy that loves to lower the boom on the field, but what about away from the game of football? I know you recently just joined the ranks of the dad life, but what are some things that Justin Reed enjoys doing away from football?
Yeah, favorite hobbies. He likes chess. I really like playing golf. I got the golf bug pretty bad. I'm actually out on the course right now because I just love to go play. And then, man, that's really – I do that, and I do a little bit of real estate too. So those are the four phases of my life, man, and I never get tired of it. And, like, I'm a guy that eats the same breakfast day in and day out, and I never get sick of it. And doing these four things, football, golf, chess, and real estate, I just never get enough of it.
What's the goal score today?
If I'm shooting in the 80s, I got a good feeling about it.
All right, that's good.
I feel good about being rich.
Yeah, you know, I guess it, you know, in just in general, just one last question. You know, for fans who aren't familiar with your game, you know, obviously a lot of locals will know your brother from LSU. You obviously went out to Stanford, so didn't see as many of those games. What should someone walking into the Superdome expect to experience when they watch Justin Reed out on the field for the first time?
Oh, probably that guy when you turn on, you know, 2005 Madden and everyone just love using the hit stick all the time.
Yeah.
A guy like that, and a guy, like you said, or a guy who I feed on physicality. I love physical games. I love punishing wide receivers. Maybe they do try and block me, or I want them to be thinking about me when they're running their routes to the middle of the field. And, you know, maybe that causes a drop pass or a tip ball that turns to an interception. But pride myself on that, and then also pride myself on being a big communicator on the field. no mental errors on my side of the field because we just don't make those mistakes. So having guys in the right position and then making the plays that just are put there for you. Don't miss the layup.
Justin Reed, new Saints safety. Definitely appreciate the time. Enjoy the golf game today and definitely looking forward to seeing you at practices come off-season workouts. Congrats, my man.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate
it. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Cheers, you guys.
All right. Thanks again to Justin Reed for joining us for that quick interview. Steve, you know, what are your kind of impressions of Justin? He seems like a very strong-minded individual, but like a guy who understands how to walk in and be a leader of that defense. What were your takeaways?
Gotta love a guy that's from here, excited to come back home. And you know, you mentioned having a little one now. At least he'll have plenty of, I'm assuming, family around to help him out here locally. And I'm sure the fam will be out in full force too for Saints games. You've heard him mention how he can't wait to eventually get the shot at leading the Hoot at chant, which is awesome. But you know, guy went to Stanford. You know, he's playing with a good head on his shoulders, paired up with a guy like Tyrann Mathieu in the secondary, even with the uptick in age for Mathieu. Now everyone's talked about the drop off. I still think the key is Matthew's mind for the game still allows him to be a pretty darn good player in the NFL. And I just feel like Reed is kind of cut from that mold and appreciate the leadership, the football IQ, and the passion to want to knock somebody out on your football team.
Yeah, one of my favorite quotes from Justin was, every team wants to run the ball to the corner, but if your corners are cutting people in half, then there is no run game. The run game doesn't exist.
Hello.
That's a violent,
right.
Violent.
You got my attention right there.
Violent imagery. But no, I mean, like, that's what you see when you go watch Justin Reed on film is, you know, like you mentioned, he's a very high level processor of the game of football. And I think that's where, you know, you're excited about the pairing of Tyrann Mathieu and Justin Reed because, you know, you just have two very big football minds combining and they can both do everything, you know, and I think that's where the pairing of him and Will Harris last year became difficult to navigate because Will was a very, I don't want to say one dimensional, but he did one thing a lot better than the other thing. And the other one, and that one thing was playing in the box and getting downhill and laying big hits. And like, that's who he is as a player. You know, it's funny that he went to Washington to replace Jeremy Chinn, because I feel like if I had to compare Will Harris to any safety in the NFL today, it would probably be Jeremy Chinn. It's just two guys who are not afraid to go stick their nose in, lay big hits and do whatever. But outside of that, I felt like he was limited. I think it's why later in the year, Tyrann Mathieu was getting frustrated and he was getting very frustrated. Like we talk about like, oh, Cam Jordan didn't like Todd Grantham, right? Like, and he was making that clear. Like through it in the second half of that season, basically from the Joe Woods takes over the defense point of the season onward, Tyrann was raging, like constantly, like, and I don't know how many people saw this because I don't know how much they showed on the broadcast, but like there was, you know, at least three or four plays a game that I would watch him walk to the sidelines and screaming at his coaches, you know, and like there was that clip that was attributed to Malik Nabers, or the quote that was attributed to Malik Nabers that Tyron then took credit for, which is like, you're calling plays, like I'm not even out here. Like that's what he was frustrated about. He was frustrated that the defense was forcing him to cover grass and not allowing him to do what he does best, which is, you know, being a step ahead of the offense of teams who are trying to do something. And he understands a way to go beat that, but he's not being allowed to go do that. He's being asked to stand in center field and basically cover grass. Right. And I think what the pairing of Justin Reed and Tyrann Mathieu will allow this Saints team to do is to let one or both of those guys be more aggressive and to disguise a lot more. That's what Justin said. Like, one of his initial conversations with Brandon Staley was about, like, that's what he does. It's one of his best strengths, is the ability to kind of hold looks and roll into things late, confuse the offense, confuse the quarterback, make them change the look or change a look on them and force them to make a post-snap read instead of a pre-snap read, which, you know, as we get further and further away from the Tom Brady era and the Drew Brees era of guys who it feels like you couldn't confuse, right? Because they just knew exactly what you were doing before you knew what you were doing. Like, we're getting further and further away from that era. The modern batch of quarterbacks, like, a lot of guys excel at different parts of the game, but they don't necessarily excel in, okay, like, you can't confuse this guy. Like they want, like, guys who want to extend plays, they want to kind of create off schedule. That's a whole different part of the game. I'm okay with getting them off schedule. Now, you got to be able to do that, and you have to be able to do that without creating a situation where you're out of position. And I think that's the kind of give and take. The other thing Justin said is that he was talking to Derwin James about how Brandon Staley used Derwin James and how, like, there's things that he's excited about being able to do. And that's, I think, Brandon Staley's defense, you need smart, capable safeties to make it work, because it's a very confusing scheme. There's a lot of moving parts, and you need kind of that guy who can put everyone in the right place, at least from, you know, from the second and third levels, right? And I think that's what you have with Justin. So I really think that's why, when you, it's like, okay, why did the Saints go after Justin Reed? It's because of that kind of high IQ versatility that you can really see if you go back and watch Justin on the Chiefs over the last few years, you can really see that.
Yeah, it's definitely nice for Brandon Staley to be coming over, and that new defensive piece you added is a guy like Justin Reed. Just, it wasn't the sexiest pick in free agency throughout the NFL, but I think a really freaking good one for the Saints that kind of gets underlooked.
It's what they needed, right? Like, I think that was this offseason, it has boiled down to needs versus wants, and okay, if you need it, we're going to go get it. If you just want it, then we might say, yeah, let's look at it next year. You know, like, that's like, you needed a premier edge rusher that, you know, is in a reasonable point in his career, and you got it in Chase Young. Like, you needed a strong, high IQ safety who can go up and take hits, who can go up and make big hits, who can sit back in coverage, who you feel like can do everything. That's what you got, right? You needed an outside corner who you feel like you have some confidence in, and you got that in Ike Adam. Now, I don't know if that's your ideal scenario, but you got it, right? Like, you needed a tight end, whether it was Juwan Johnson or somebody else. You needed to go find a strong move tight end, and you got it, right? Now, you probably wanted a bigger-bodied possession receiver. You didn't really get it. And you probably wanted a better option as a starting left guard. You didn't necessarily get it. And I think that's kind of where everything lands right now.
Got the draft for those positions too. So we'll see. I think, you know, going with the safety position, you talk about, you know, running backs being devalued in the NFL. I wonder if the safety position seems so undervalued. You got on the free agency market still right now, a guy that everybody coveted last year, and the Saints were in on with Justin Simmons, but right now he's a free agent still.
Yeah, you know, safety is funny because some teams like desperately want safeties and are willing to pay safeties a ton of money, and some teams are just like, we can literally go find a safety anywhere.
Right.
And, you know, I think the Saints are somewhere in the middle where it's like they see the value in safeties, in terms of, okay, we're not going to just go draft a rookie and throw him out there and say good luck. But they're also not willing to pay over a certain mark for that safety. And that kind of $10 million a year range is right about where they're willing to go. And that's where, cause like last year was weird with Will Harris. Like typically you're going to see the Saints roll out a couple safeties who are making some money. And, you know, Malcolm Jenkins and Marcus Williams was a weird example because you drafted Marcus Williams and you played him. But like Marcus May and Tyrann Mathieu, you brought in both those guys on pretty similar contracts. And that's kind of the contract you have Justin Reed on now. So I think this is kind of where they want to be with their safety room.
I like the pairing. It's, you know, you got the two boot boys in the backfield now.
Yeah, it's what you were hoping Marcus May was going to be, I think.
Like, yeah.
It just never, like, you gambled a little bit on Marcus May. He was coming off an injury. He was dealing with some off the field stuff, and he just didn't deliver. And so you're hoping that you can get back. You can get to that kind of pairing that you wanted. But all right, let's wrap up this segment. We're going to come back. We're going to go over some rule changes. The Tush Push. I think if the Tush Push had a less fun name to say, it would already be banned. But either way, let's hit the break. We're going to come back, dive into all those changes, how some of them could benefit the Saints, whether the Saints are going to start running the Tush Push if it's not banned, that sort of thing. Let's dive into all that. This is Inside Black and Gold. Stick around.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.